Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy. Coach, it's good to get a little bit of a break. How was the break for you and for the rest of the girls basketball squad?
It was really good, Tyler. I think it was much needed for us. We dealt with a little bit of illness going into the break. Still have some, obviously, throughout the winter season, but also battling some injuries. So it was good for us to just have time to get healthy as much as we can, and also obviously enjoy the season with our families and celebrate Jesus' birth. And just a good Christmas break. Excited to be back in the gym with the girls over the last few days, getting ready for obviously the meat of our conference schedule coming up here after the second semester starts.
Yeah, you talk about the injuries, illnesses. I know that was something that we kind of talked about at Grandview Christian that last game before the break, and it's just been one of those things. It's, you deal with it, it feels like, every season inevitably, but right there before Christmas break, it really seemed to hit you guys hard with the illness and injury bug. And well, you don't expect that every girl is just automatically going to be healthy because they got a couple weeks to rest up. It was beneficial in just helping this squad kind of get to where they're going to need to be come later in the season.
Yeah, you're right. We're still dealing with some, and it felt like at times before break we had more girls in street clothes than we did in uniform, which is obviously not where you want to be, but we've had time now in these last several practices to really prepare some of those girls that are filling into those roles that we need them to in a way that they weren't able to do before break. You know, once you start getting into the game schedule, you play game after game after game, and it seems like it's hard to get consistent practice. And so we've really just taken advantage of the practice we've had over the last week and get those girls ready that are maybe filling into spots that they're not used to playing.
And one thing too with that, you talk about getting girls ready to fill in some of those spots. We know the Winterham starts right out of the break. You also have, just like we talked about, those injuries and depth being a big thing. I know in the first part of the season there, depth-wise, it was kind of the same rotation for you guys, and now just kind of working on filling out that depth and helping build for when everyone does get back healthy and allowing that bench to get deeper. How big has that been to have these practices to kind of get more of those girls ready to potentially fill into roles as you're dealing with these injuries still, and then later into the postseason, you know, when foul trouble may come up, to be able to get some of these girls that experience level of playing with the varsity girls?
Yeah, it's huge, and it's really exciting. You know, we've kind of challenged those girls that maybe are kind of fighting for some of those spots to fill in. We've got to have a next man up mentality, and it's been fun this week of practice to just see who's kind of rising to the occasion, and obviously we're going to see it in the game too. And although we would love to be fully healthy, it's just not the case, and we probably won't be fully healthy the whole year. It's just kind of the way it is, and so it's an exciting opportunity for those girls that are fighting for some of those spots, and I'm excited as their coach to see the growth that they have, being challenged and put in difficult positions, and ultimately, like you said, down the road, I think it's going to prepare us really well to make a strong run in the tournament at the end of the year.
And you talk about the heart of the schedule as we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy here. We didn't see necessarily an easy schedule to start out the season, right? There was a lot of ranked opponents. I think of an Oskaloosa. You talk about Norwalk, PCM. I mean, it was a pretty difficult schedule, and I'm sure that helped prepare you guys for this part of the season where you get into the teeth of conference play and you open up with two opponents that a Newton squad that's improved, a Pella squad that's always going to play you guys tough, and especially in a rivalry game. How beneficial was it to have those games early on against those teams that are considered high caliber within the state to help prepare you for now what you're going to be coming out of the break?
Yeah, I think I see our whole season kind of holistically. There's challenges throughout the whole season, whether it's, you know, non-conference schedule. Obviously, we had some tough games with a ranked Montezuma team in Eddyville, Blakesburg, PCM, like you mentioned. And so we all know how tough the Little Hawkeye Conference is. I've always taken that challenge with pride. I think it's fun that we get to have the challenging schedule that we get to have. Obviously, we all want to see the win total increase, and we're certainly going to attack the second half of our schedule with the mentality that we're showing up to win every single night in and night out. And so it's challenging, where our team looks different kind of every night, it seems like, right now, which is it makes it a little bit difficult in terms of kind of getting into a rhythm. But I think we've got the right kids in this program that are going to be able to attack the challenging schedule we've got up ahead with the right mindset. And again, it's all about playing our best basketball at the end of the year. And although we may look like we don't have a ton of depth on paper, if we're able to get some bodies back and get healthy and you know, work Jessa DeVries back into things when she's ready to go, we're going to be a team that actually ends up having quite a bit of depth at multiple positions and is a strong team that nobody is going to want to play in 2A at the end of the year.
I would agree with that. And one thing that I know you alluded to in that part of the conversation there was the record, right? You want to increase the win total, and that's going to come with time, right? And just looking at this team here in year number two, already a great start to the year. You're coming off of one of the best finishes here in the last 10 years or so for Pelly Christian girls basketball. And just coming into this year, I know the expectation was to continue to see that win total increase early in the season. Obviously some tough tests and some losses that I know kind of stung because you thought that you could win some of these games. But when you look at the way that the record kind of fell there, what was the thing that kind of stood out to you the most with the way that this team played against that competition early on?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not doing too much comparing this year to last year because last year's in the past. But I do think from a record standpoint, we're probably one game better at this point than we were last year. Obviously, some close games there that we'd like to have back. The Eddyville game comes to mind where we end up losing by three. PCM game kind of came down to the wire. I thought we played well against DMC for a half, and then they kind of stretched it away in the second half. So obviously, there's some games you look back on that you wish you could have. But you hope that those experiences playing in some of those tight games is going to prepare you to be able to get the job done the next time we're in one of those games. And certainly in our conference, there's going to be games that come down to the wire, really good teams with good players that are making plays at the end of games. And so, you know, we've been challenging our girls to focus on doing their 1/5, execute their job, understand their why, what the purpose of what they're doing is, and then being able to go out and execute it. And then you talk about just the growth from year to year. It's easy to just kind of to focus in on our high school program, but what I'm probably most excited about is how holistically as a program from, you know, our youth program throughout our middle school program and into our high school, there's an excitement for girls basketball. We've got some really good athletes in the program, and they continue to develop their skill, and a lot of awesome volunteers and parents and coaches that have taken time to help grow this program. And so we're going to keep taking steps forward. Growth isn't always a straight linear line that goes straight up. There's ups and downs, and we wish there were more ups than downs, but you know, we also understand that all the challenges we face give us an opportunity to grow.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pelly Christian girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy. One thing with that growth is during the break here, just the way that you're preparing coming out of the break, going into this one. I know that in years past, it maybe has looked one way or the other. And I'm sure that last year's preparation coming out of winter break is different than what that preparation looks like this year. What are maybe some of the ways that you guys have started to change the way that you're approaching the way you come out of a 2-week break from games?
Yeah, that's a tough question to think about. In terms of just practice, we changed quite a bit this year of how we practiced, especially at the start of the year. To be honest with you, as we get pretty thin on depth and numbers, we have to be pretty creative with how we structure our preparation and how we practice. And we want to make sure we've got kids competing in spots that they're going to be able to be challenged, but also experience some success in a balance. And so when your numbers get low, that gets challenging because you're really trying to push your top players with other top players, and you're trying to allow your younger kids to develop alongside their teammates as well. And so to be honest with you, Tyler, I don't know that there's like a huge change. More just we're just trying to make the right decision every single day with the group that's there, whether whoever's healthy, whoever's not at home sick, you know, whoever shows up, we're going to try to put them in a situation to get better. And sometimes that means we play smaller groups. We play some 3-on-3. We've been playing a lot of shorter sided games, trying to get our kids to understand the game of basketball in some smaller settings before we introduce them to 5-on-5 and get back into live play. And so those little things are super helpful. Help us to kind of mitigate the damage, if you will, of our lack of depth and practice at times. But at the end of the day, we got to find a way to get 5 girls ready to go on the court and compete together.
Absolutely true. And another thing, too, within that preparation is coming out of the break. It doesn't feel like it because it's still a little ways out, but the schedule really ramps up, not just with the level of teams you play, but also the amount of games being played. Right off the gate, Newton, Pella that opening week, and then you go 3 games in a week with Knoxville, Dallas Center, Grimes, Indianola. What's kind of been the preparation for that, getting everyone ready for not only a tough schedule and getting ready for that tough competition, but also just seeing more action here right out of the gate?
Yeah, the biggest thing is coming out of break, conditioning, trying to make sure that we have our legs underneath us. And I thought we had a really good practice yesterday. We looked really lively, and we had a great practice today too, but maybe not as many shots falling. And we did quite a bit of running. So I think, you know, that's just the weekend is going to be good for us to try to get our legs back underneath us. And so conditioning being number one, but from a game perspective, we know the games that are on the schedule, but we try to take a one game at a time approach. So, you know, when we come back on Monday, we're going to be focused on Newton. And then after the Newton game, we're going to be focused on Pella. And then whoever's next on the schedule is going to be our focus. So we can't beat Pella before we beat Newton. And we can't beat, you know, Knoxville before we beat Pella. So we got to just take it one game at a time and take the practice time we're given to try to prepare for each game ahead of us.
Well, you took the legs out of my next question because I was just going to talk about the fact that, you know, one game at a time here, Newton ahead of a big rivalry game with Pella. So I'll transition to this part of it. You mentioned Newton. You've had a lot of time to get prepared for that first game out of break. What kind of the things you're looking at from the squad to accomplish up there in Newton to be able to walk away with a win to come out of Christmas break and start off 2025 on the right foot?
Yeah, so far, I mean, our focus has been primarily inward, but I've had some time to watch Newton, and Coach Jake's done a great job in year two there. He's certainly doing a good job growing that program, and I have a ton of respect for him just as a coach. So excited for that challenge. But, you know, they're doing a lot of similar things they did last year offensively and defensively. Our biggest focus is probably going to be on the defensive end, ramping up our intensity, ramping up our pressure against Newton and try to force them into some mistakes and try to maybe make them play a little bit faster than they're comfortable playing. And, you know, honestly, some of the girls that are stepping into some roles that maybe they're not used to play with really good intensity on the defensive side of the ball. You know, the Nichols sisters are going to get after you, and both of those girls are going to get an opportunity. Sophia Slogter brings a lot of length that can really disrupt passing angles. Ashton Vermeer plays with a good intensity. So whoever it is that rises to the occasion and steps into that role, we're going to have a defense out there that can fly around, a lot of speed, and really bother Newton. So that's our goal against Newton. And then, you know, the second thing I would say offensively is just doing our 1/5. You know, at times we haven't executed like we want to. And so we're really trying to have a focus right now on what is your job and what is the purpose of your job. And so at times in the sport of basketball, we can kind of go through the motions and just kind of walk through what we're supposed to do. So we've really been focused on executing your role with a purpose.
Coach Foudy, appreciate the time as always. Always love getting the chance to catch up with you about Pella Christian Girls basketball. I'm looking forward to seeing how the Eagles return out of the break here. And best of luck. And before I let you go too, I did hear you say before we started this interview that Jude's birthday is on Friday. So happy birthday, happy late birthday to Jude. And hopefully you have a fun time celebrating with him this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Tyler. It'll be fun.
All right, that was head coach of the Pella Christian Girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.